We've often heard it. Georgia's demographics are changing. Since 2000, for instance, five counties in the state have become majority-minority. That's according to census data. But elected officials in places like Gwinnett County, for instance, are still majority-white. Some local residents are trying to change that. As WABE's Illy Yu reports, there are efforts this year to get more minority candidates onto ballots.
I'll start out with ethics. I want to grab this right here. So in your...
On an early Sunday morning at a hotel conference room in Duluth, about a dozen people listen intently on a presentation about how to fund a campaign.
Got a nice little roadmap for you to help you sort of visualize, you know, the pathway you take to being an official candidate.
Giving the training is Clarkson Mayor Ted Terry, who was first elected to office in 2013. He goes over documents on ethics, how to set up a bank account, how to handle donations.
Have you all accepted any contributions yet? Soon? Okay, all right. Get close, Sam. You got to close.
The group of candidates, residents from Fayette to Gwinnett counties, are running from local school boards to state offices, and they're all pretty new to politics. That's why they're here at a candidate training set up by a local nonprofit, Asian Americans Advancing Justice Atlanta. Stephanie Cho leads the organization.
We are taking people through the technical aspects that they need to do, their field campaign. What is it that really would take them to, you know, the sort of the idea of running, but really what does it really take to actually win?
The groups hosted the training for underrepresented groups interested in politics on both sides of the aisle.
Our focus is really to get out that sort of New South population. We want to have electeds that are really representing the communities that they serve.
What she means is Georgia's seen an influx of Asian and Latino residents, not just because of immigration, she says, but from people moving here because of affordability. In Gwinnett County, for example, the number of Latinos and Asians has about doubled over a decade.
I think it's an excellent climate to introduce new candidates, you know, that can come in and say, I've got a different message and I want to change government.
Linda Mencias teaches political science at Georgia Gwinnett College. In Gwinnett County, there are three open seats for state office this year. In one of them, a Latina candidate is running. In other races, a Korean American and a Latina are challenging incumbents. Mencias says all this with the backdrop of an unexpected presidential race has made it fertile ground for new candidates to run.
So, yeah, with all this change, sure, why not?
Besides Gwinnett, there are other minority candidates on ballots across the Atlanta area this week. State Representative B.J. Pack, a Republican, says he'd like to see even more someday. But he says there are several challenges to getting immigrant populations engaged in politics. One of them is language.
The other thing is the complexity of our federal system of government. We do have a lot of layers of government. It's kind of a maze, and even average American voters do not know how things work.
Pack has been the only Asian American in Georgia's state legislature, and not for long either. He's stepping down at the end of his term early next year, but he says he believes he played an important role as a minority. He said he stood up against a piece of legislation his freshman year in his party that would have made English the state's official language. He says it would have negatively affected people, like in his family. The bill eventually failed.
So I'm very proud of kind of that incident, particularly because I brought a different perspective than they never had.
Back at the candidate training in Duluth, a group of young people under 24 years old are getting their head start in politics. Priyanka Junija is one of them. The Georgia Tech student grew up in Alpharetta and says she thinks having more diverse leadership there would help her community.
We need more understanding of the sort of cultural and religious needs of our people. Like, yes, Indians, a lot of them oftentimes cannot eat beef, so school lunches should have more options for those kinds of dietary restrictions and things like that, like things where you understand the needs, the specific needs of a community.
She says she wants to do that someday herself and is looking to get ready to run for office in the future. Illy Yu, WABE News.